are now 1 year from the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and already four Americans have qualified for the Olympics and Paralympic Games. Among those who have already punched their ticket, a 28-year-old three-time Olympian.
Hi, Haley Anderson here. Like you said, I just qualified for the 2020 Olympics when I was racing in South Korea last week. I do open water swimming, which over the past couple of years, I've been trying to promote it as much as I can. I think it's a wonderful sport, and it's not as popular as pool swimming. So anything I do, I try to promote it as best I can. And I think that the team we have right now is really doing a great job of carrying it, and every athlete in it is being more successful. So it's really exciting to see people get into it.
The Californian grabbed a silver in London, the first American to get a medal in open water swimming, and finished fifth in Rio. This isn't Haley's first time competing in Tokyo.
We competed in Tokyo last summer for Pan Pacific Championships, and it was great to be in Tokyo racing. For my event, we didn't get a race in our particular venue, but I will be going to Tokyo next month for the test event, which is one of the positives for qualifying early. My event deals a lot with different conditions, and so it's something we deal with every race. Is each location is you're dealing with something new and maybe not unexpected. So we're always acclimating as best as we can for our events and for our particular locations. And so we have to deal with racing in salt water or fresh water, cold, warm, waves or no waves, things like that. So open water swimmers are always really good at acclimating themselves to each particular situation and race.
The heat and humidity of Tokyo during the summer is one of the top issues a year out from the Games. Temperatures Monday hitting 41.4 degrees Celsius. That's 105 degrees Fahrenheit. A heat emergency has been declared. Tokyo's governor says they're considering spraying roads that will be used for marathon and walking events with a product that reflects heat as a way to reduce temperatures. They've also developed new mist spraying technologies. Olympic officials say they could bump up some of the start times, including for the marathon. Finbar Kerwane is the U.S. OPC Vice President of Summer Sport Performance.
Our view on this is that every Games presents challenge. Our job is to make sure that the athletes are as prepared as possible for the environment that they step into. So there is a lot of preparation underway. Our sports science and medicine teams are working very, very closely with athletes and coaches to ensure that they're fully aware of what they're stepping into. But we should not underestimate our athletes. We should not underestimate their experiences internationally, competing athletes. This will be challenging, but not unknown for our athletes. So we're working very closely with them. Our exercise physiology team, particularly on the sports science side, are working in a way that allows us to address the unique nature of the environment that our athletes step into. But the reality is it's a challenge that we're comfortable that we can assess, address, and compete in.
He says they're using new technology at the training facility in Colorado Springs to help athletes adapt to the heat and humidity, as well as get the most advanced training. It's something Kerwane says they've noticed other countries were doing more last Summer Olympics, so the U.S. is upping its game.
The facility that we have allows us to place the athletes into the environment that they can anticipate. So for Tokyo, we will have endurance athletes that will come to the training center here in Colorado. We'll be able to reduce the elevation in this particular facility, reduce elevation, increase heat, and increase humidity. And we can assess how the athlete responds individually to that heat and humidity environment. So what that allows us to do then is adjust the fluid intake. We can look at their feeding strategies. There are a whole bunch of things that we can put in place to support those athletes as they get ready for that environment. So there is that assessment that's underway. We're also looking at straightforward stuff like ice vests, We're in the middle of a project right now to make sure that our endurance athletes get access to the very best quality ice vests that are out there. And ultimately, what we're trying to do is ensure that core temperatures are at as low as they can be in preparation and during warm up for the athlete. So those are just a couple of things that are underway. Plenty of other things as well. Sleep as well for us is an important component. So the travel component to Tokyo should not be underestimated. We have highly experienced athletes, but traveling to Asia is you need to be prepared for that. So we are working closely with the NGVs to determine what are the appropriate sleep protocols for athletes, and putting those in place. And we are undertaking an ongoing sleep monitoring project with athletes too.
As for the venues that are still being worked on in Japan,
venues are progressing very, very well. Organization of the events is at a very high level. And I think the preparation that has been done in advance of these test events, I think it's serving our athletes very well. So we're very confident that the test events themselves are a reflection of what we can anticipate stepping into Tokyo. And feedback has been very positive.
A couple other notes. 52 weeks out from the Games, Japan has revealed the new Olympic and Paralympic medals, which are being made of 100% recycled metals. 22-year-old American swimmer Caleb Dressel has taken down Michael Phelps' world record in the 100-meter butterfly. USA Basketball announcing it's added 6 NBA players to its training roster for the upcoming FIBA World Cup in China next month. It includes Thaddeus Young, the newly signed Chicago Bull. Episode 1 in the books, 51 more to go as we continue our quest for gold. I'm Ryan Burrow.